www.blogtalkradio.com.
Today we can definitively say that the Gaddafi regime has come to an end.
Yes, indeed. Muammar Gaddafi was found wounded and then killed. There was some conversation as to what exactly happened. And Libya now is in an unstable situation. So they get rid of a terrorist dictator. And what is going to step in the place of Gaddafi? Lots of reaction. We'll have it for you on this show. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The majority of this hour is going to be about a lot of that reaction. Already, you have sent me a ton of emails, so we'll go through that in a mailbag segment. And we'll pitch a couple of other things along the way, too, because believe it or not, Gaddafi wasn't the only big news on the day. Janet Napolitano, from the Department of Homeland Security, its secretary, said that it cost $30,000 to deport a single alien. And that's how she described the illegal immigrants that were being booted back to Mexico or other countries, but the ones that were thrown back out, in other words, the cat and mouse game. $30,000. I'll flush that out a little bit more for you. But the big story is Gaddafi. So lots of different details came out and during the day, early in the morning and whatnot. And it seems odd in a sense because you think of the money that Gaddafi had, and wouldn't he have been buried someplace else, so to speak? Why would he still be in his hometown? I guess figuring that his, I don't know, followers were going to be there to surround him along with bodyguards and whatever. I mean, let's face it. From February until now, that's a very long time for him to go without being captured or killed or whatever. So now Gaddafi is dead. That's the key thing. And there's a couple of questions for Obama. Obama talked about it, and I'm going to let you hear some of what he had to say a little bit later this hour, two more of what he had to say. But you think about this. Obama gets Osama bin Laden, Anwar al-Awlaki, also now Gaddafi on the list. Do you think that they use this on the campaign trail? Do you think in a debate when it comes to the issue of terrorism or security, they're going to trot that out? Of course. There's your three right there when it comes to any of the security issues. A lot of the Republicans are taking a step back and they're saying, well, what took so long with the Gaddafi regime in the first place, and then the uncertainty in the beginning, the $1 billion that was spent. So there are, I think, a lot of people that will take him down for the Gaddafi deal anyway. But does it make this president stronger? Does this give him a leg up, so to speak, heading in to 2012? Or no, it's just kind of a wash because most people, I always say America Tonight's about the buzz in your backyard. Let's face it, most people are still focused on the tough times, the economy, not finding jobs, all that other sort of stuff. Not about what's going on so much in the Middle East. So the first big swing at the administration came from the United Nations spokesperson, John Bolton, former spokesperson, by the way, who said that what should have happened is he should have been taken out much earlier in this game. He should have been taken out at least by the summer, because if he had, we wouldn't have had so many civilians in Libya who were killed. Now this government is shattered, and we could have had resolution to what was happening a little bit sooner. So the struggle with Gaddafi is over. That's a good thing, says Bolton, but what does it mean now? What does it mean moving forward? And that would be my take. What does it mean for Libya moving forward? And if I'm Israel, oh, I am not comfortable at all. You think of the nonsense going on in Iran and the push to develop a weapon of mass destruction. Now you got Libya. You got Libya on one side of them, the situation in Egypt on the other, and then, of course, Iran. It looks pretty bleak for Israel, doesn't it? I mean, bleak in the sense that they're concerned about security. I would be very, 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 very concerned if I were Israel. We're going to let you hear what the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, had to say, because she said if the reports were true, talking about this, you know, struggle to confirm Gaddafi's death, it would, and she's talking about that there might be somebody in place already, it would add legitimacy and relief to the formation of a new government. It'd be easier. Boom, he's out of the way. He's out of the picture. There's some breathing space. And then you have Senator John McCain, who says, well, the United States, along with our European friends and our Arab partners, have to help Libya. We have to help the people there because they're trying to make the next phase of their, what he called, democratic revolution as successful as the fight to free their country. Really, do you think they're going to have a Western-type government in Libya? Oh, I'd take that bet all day long. Not that I'm a betting person or anything like that, but I would, because you can be sure that they're going to have probably Sharia law. What does that mean ultimately? And what does it mean as far as terrorism is concerned, as far as Al-Qaeda is concerned, the Muslim Brotherhood is concerned? Wrap that all in one sweet package, and it spells big-time problems. Big-time problems. So they might be celebrating now in Libya temporarily, but it is dangerous as to what could ultimately end up happening there. The dictatorships are terrible. They brutalize their own people. They certainly protect one another. When you look at Egypt and when you look at Libya and certainly other regimes, but now there's confusion. So is there real liberation or not? Why don't you hear some of the sounds of what others' takes were on this, what we call man on the street stuff, about winning the war and is it a good nation, is the game over, that kind of stuff. Take a listen.
The game is over. Everything is over. Now we're going to start our life, our free life.
This criminal, the dictator, has died today. And we win this war against
all the people supporting Gaddafi.
You will see the living. We will prove that we are really, really good people, good nation.
All right. A lot of you, like I said, have chimed in through the miracle of Pal Talk. Another way you can get to us, if you go to my website, you'll see me. I'm waving right now, wearing a Texas Rangers hat through the miracle of adding just a little bit of video to this fabulous radio that we get to do each and every night here on America Tonight. Ashra says, I think they will have some form of democracy to vote in person to control it. And if people in Egypt are informed what happened in Egypt with MB control, they will opt out of having them here. And, of course, talking about Muslim Brotherhood, which I think is a very dangerous group. So Ashra, pretty informed, making some good points and also throwing in, and it's true, and we've talked about this before, the money aspect of this. Of course, now you have oil. Think of Libya. Think of Europe. That's where they think of Asian Europe. That's where they get a chunk of their oil. And also the U.S. is holding billions of Gaddafi's frozen assets. Yeah. Remember, they froze it over. Boom. So there's some money there, absolutely, to be had. And like I said, the oil situation is very, very big. More reaction to Gaddafi's death. If you want to throw in your two cents, 800-259-5791. Meet you in a few. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She's got Betty Davis eyes.
Coming up in our next segment, we're going to check the mail and we're going to let you hear what a couple of Sharia law experts and terrorism law experts have to say about everything that's unfolded in Libya. I'll tell you some people that have to be, I mean, I'm sorry, this is a closure, that have to be happy with these results, the relatives of the victims of Pan Am Flight 103. You know how long they've been waiting for this day? Since 1988. Yes. Because remember, that flight was blown out of the sky by a terrorist bomb over Scotland. And allegedly, they never really linked this all the way. But it's because they just couldn't. I shouldn't say that. I believe it was linked all the way. They just couldn't push it on to Gaddafi. And there was somebody that ended up being part of the deal that, as you know, did some time, very little, then had cancer, came back to Libya. Anyway, that this happened on Gaddafi's watch. This was his deal. There's, in my mind, there's no question about it. And I think that the families of those that were killed so tragically, so young, there were a lot of college students and just a lot of families, young kids, all that kind of stuff, coming back from London, an awful, terrible thing that happened in December of 88. So now there is a little retribution, I guess, factor in a sense, or closure, or whatever you want to call it. There was one family member I saw that said, we're all better off with him dead. And I'm sure that's how they all feel. But the next deal is what's next. Like I said, so, okay, so what's next? What is the United States' role in all of this after dumping $1 billion? What should the United States do now at this point? Or I guess I should say, NATO's role, although the United States really is NATO, or a big chunk of NATO. Let's face facts here. All right, let's hear some more reaction. Obama talked for a little while, and I'm sure we're going to hear more of this, too, in the next couple of days out of D.C., and he talked about Americans and American leadership and that kind of stuff. Take a listen.
Today we can definitively say that the Gaddafi regime has come to an end. The last major regime strongholds have fallen. The new government is consolidating the control over the country. And one of the world's longest-serving dictators is no more. We've taken out al-Qaeda leaders, and we've put them on the path to defeat. We're winding down the war in Iraq and have begun a transition in Afghanistan. And now, working in Libya with friends and allies, we've demonstrated what collective action can achieve in the 21st century.
Ooh, notice that collective action, because Obama took a lot of heat, remember, and I'm sure I threw some heat his way because I thought it was ridiculous how he jumped. As soon as the UN was jumping in, Obama jumped into this, or got the United States into the middle of this. Remember, there was the whole tug of war over, wait, Congress not involved, but we're not at war, we're helping with some air support, and we're part of NATO. It was very murky, and it happened quickly once the UN went for it, if you remember. You got to think back to February. And then, of course, Gaddafi is gone, and now finally turns up dead. And the purpose of the president saying that is working with other countries, saying, hey, we're not the lead one on this. This isn't us. We're just a tiny little particle in this whole thing. And this is what happens when everybody works together. And that'll be a theme on the campaign trail. I know it. I don't care what they say today. I think that this will be part of it. It'll be the security issue that will come up, that we know how to work together. We've worked with other countries. Why aren't we doing this in Congress? That kind of stuff. I can already see the themes emerging from this one. But like I said at the top, if I'm Israel, I'm very concerned. I'm concerned because now what? What happens with Libya? You think of the oil. You think of how they're positioned. Egypt, the situation that Egypt's in right now in flux, which they are. Hey, these were big, bad, terrible dictators. Nobody's going to deny that, who were sucking up all the money and cheating the people and killing the people for ridiculous, unfounded reasons, terrible humanitarian human conditions, rather, and certainly violations of all kinds of things. But now, what kind of poison could possibly step in? And to me, that's a scary thing. Muslim Brotherhood, you don't want it, because what is that? Young guys who will be pushing to have Sharia law. Forget any sense of democracy. Sam in Montreal, hello.
How are you doing, Kate?
I'm doing good. How are you doing? You know, from this perspective, of course, your nephew, who's a rabbi, is in Israel. I think Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu has to be a little bit concerned about this.
Slightly, and I'm being sarcastic when I say that, of course.
Yes, yeah, because you don't know what's coming in there, and there you go at the borders again.
Right, and you know, you could have a bunch of really, like you said,
nuts, terrorists.
Nuts is for them.
In kind.
yes. I mean, for them, nuts is not having too many hits to the head with a hockey puck.
Yeah.
Okay, you figured I'd have to throw the hockey in. Yeah, I think he's going to be nervous, but I think he's also going to wait to see what happens in Libya. Because, fine, you could get a bunch of real, you know, strict Muslim, you know, nutcases who are going to say, woman, you walk behind me. Woman, you don't get an education. But at the same time, you could get some who's ever in charge saying, no, we want to negotiate with Israel. We want to be nice to the rest of the world. Hopefully get some American aid. You know.
So rely on our friends to help bail us out because we're going to need that. We're going to, I mean, think of everything that's gone on there and how torn up it is. Yeah. Even with the oil that they have and whatnot. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now I think also what Israel has to worry about is that nutcase who denies the Holocaust. I think you know who I'm talking about.
Ahmadinejad, yeah.
As they say in Israel, Pui Ahmadinejad. At least that's what some of my nephew's friends are calling him. So it's like, I hope there are some people who have enough guts to stand up to him eventually. That's what I'm thinking. I haven't had a chance to talk to Steve and, you know, see how Israel's reaction is to this. But when I do talk to him, you know, hopefully, you know, I will let you know. But if I'm BB, I'm having all my army people on alert just to see that.
Yes.
Because, you know, for me, it's just a wait and see attitude.
Yeah, and it is a wait and see attitude because we don't know at this point.
Right.
We don't know what's going to happen. We don't. I mean, I'm thinking the worst because of what I've read and what I've heard and people that I've talked to on the show. But gosh, if it wasn't the worst, that I would be happy. I mean, look at how Iraq is trying to do it. I think Nouri al-Maliki, he didn't really want that role of so-called prime minister, and he tried to throw it away the second time around. But you do not have the Muslim Brotherhood in power there. You have factions that are still, religious factions still fighting each other, Sunnis, Shiites, and, of course, the Kurds. But you don't have Islamic extremists ready to kill people that are in charge.
Yeah, you want to hear the funny part? My first trip to Israel 30 years ago, I went to a lecture, and they were talking about the history of war, you know, in the Middle East. And I asked the lecturer, if World War III was to start, do you think it would start here in the Middle East? He went, yes, and Gaddafi would start it. If I bumped to that lecturer right now, 30 years later, I would look at him and say, I think you made a mistake, mister. You know,
really, no kidding. That would be interesting to have that conversation so many decades later and say, boy, you got it wrong.
Oh, big.
I like that. I like that. All right, Sammy. Thanks. So we're talking about Muammar Gaddafi and the reaction of the world and our part in it and what happens now. You know, as I said, Senator John McCain saying, well, you know, we got to be there helping. We have to be there with Europe. We got to do whatever we can. You know, they've got 30,000 wounded people, and the United States should help because we have the capability. We should send a hospital ship to Tripoli. Do you think so? And transport some of their wounded to our hospital in Germany. Coming up, what two law experts have to say. That's next. Plus, we're checking the mail. Hang with us.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Johnny, angry Johnny, this is Jezebel. I wanna kill you, I wanna blow you away.
All right, we're going to take some calls. Plus, I'm going to let you hear from the two law experts, Karen Lugo. She's a Sharia law expert, and Jeff Atticott, terrorism expert. Both have interesting opinions on everything that's happened in Libya and Gaddafi. Let me give you my digits here on America Tonight. With me, Kate Delaney, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. 91. All right, first, quickly, Atticott and I had a conversation, and he comes on the show a lot, as you know. I respect him. He travels all over the world trying to help people with terror problems. He's testified on the Hill, and he's certainly helped the FBI out and whatnot. He served in the military, and he handled military law. So, in other words, He was in the Navy, and it was about engagement, the rules of engagement, and all that kind of stuff. And he runs a law school, St. Mary's, in San Antonio when he's not traveling the world, helping people, advising people, that kind of stuff, or speaking about terrorism and what the end game is. So speaking of the end game, now what? What about this radical extremist movement? What possibly now is the next move on the chessboard? And Jeff and I talked about that.
Well, it can mean very bad things. I mean, remember, the goal of al-Qaeda was to replace the puppet regimes, which is Mubarak and Gaddafi, which were not radicalized. In other words, he was a bad guy, dictator, terrorist, but he wasn't motivated by radical Islam. He was motivated simply by power and terror and wanted to extend his power, like Saddam Hussein. But he locked up the radical Islamic extremists, and so they were in the cage. Now all the jails are emptied. And these radical Islamic extremists are heavily armed, and they are salivating at the mouth because they see this as a power vacuum, an opportunity for them to take power. And I think they're going to probably try to weasel their way into power, as we saw in Iran. I don't think there's going to be another, you know, massive civil war between the radicals and the more moderates in Libya. I think they're going to try to co-opt the moderates, and then, of course, when they seize power, they'll kill a lot of the moderates and take total control. If I was a betting person, I would say that's exactly what's going to happen in Libya. And again, this would not be happening if Obama had not started this war, spent $1 billion of our dollars that we don't have to drive Gaddafi out of power with no plan on what to do next. Because if you don't have American soldiers on the ground, you can't influence what's going to happen in Libya. I know Obama is going to try to pump in, you know, multi-millions of dollars to the quote-unquote good Libyans, so they'll take power, but you can't. There's no guarantee that you can get anything out of that money. And of course, we're going to have to borrow the money from China even to do that.
Yeah. So you, listening to what he's saying, it does make sense if you connect the dots. How can you have any influence if you're not there? And then he makes the comment about China at the end. We don't have the money. I mean, $14 trillion and counting. Where is the dough? Israel is in a predicament. I said before, you got Egypt and Libya, the situation there where there's instability and who's going to ultimately take control. When you think of Hosni Mubarak, of course, brutal dictator, was ripping people off right and left and did what he pleased and certainly spread the wealth to his family and friends. And he paid the price for that. He's out doing the trial thing. And then you've got now the situation in Libya, as Jeff was saying, Gaddafi's out, so now it's in flux and probably goes into the hands of terrorists. So if you're Israel, how are you feeling? And ultimately, what does that mean for Israel? And it wraps up into this whole thing that we're talking about, ultimately, the situation that just unfolded in Libya. And here's a little snippet of that conversation with Karen Lugo.
You know, the Sudan, it's so difficult to even contemplate what the rules of engagement will be for our troops, because certainly if they are going to actually be confronting these forces that are, you know, don't operate by rules of war or civilized senses of war that we understand, there's certainly no idea that the Geneva Convention prevails. So to have our boots on the ground advising, quote, is a really difficult proposition. And so you look at some of these situations where we're getting mired in these really complicated, who knows whose side we're on and what we're really fighting for, and worse, what we expect the result to be. It's just, you know, you throw up your hands and it looks like we're jumping into messes we don't belong in because we don't have any idea what we want the outcome to be, and yet we bypass some great opportunities for potential just helping the people themselves with a revolt and some kind of potential reform, and we're not involved there. So I go figure. I really, you know, to be spending the money, blood, and treasure that we are without having any influence is very difficult to comprehend.
All right. I like what you said at the end there. Money, blood, and treasure. It's very difficult to comprehend. So she agrees, in a sense, with Atticott about the outcome of this, and then the situation like the Sudan and Iran, and the fact that you've got Sharia law there, and what happens if this happens in Libya. And as I said, coming back around, what happens to Israel with Libya now just in that same state of flux as Egypt, and that they've got to be very, very more than concerned. I mean, they know this is happening, but you know, it used to be, well, at least they had security on the one side. He might have been a dictator, but Israel wasn't worried about it. Now they have to be extremely worried about it. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
I had to put my headphones down. Are you there?
I am listening.
Oh, okay. Well, this is a situation that's bizarre. I believe that Obama is part of the Muslim Brotherhood himself. I believe all his actions with Mubarak being put down, with the Tunisia uprising, with him supporting the side that took over, with him supporting the people that took over in Egypt and also now in Libya, is all part of the same ploy. And it's to bring about the Arab Spring and the takeover and the eventual conquest of the West. Divide and conquer, as they say. And for us to be donating our money that we have to borrow from another nation that also wants to see our demise is like a hangman building his own gallows.
I agree. Absolutely. We cannot borrow money from China to help in this situation. No.
Yeah. And what Obama's doing is practicing taqiya. They're allowed to lie, cheat, steal, dishonor, say that they're not Muslims, or drink wine, eat pork, whatever they have to do to pass as being moderate, sweet, kind, lovable, non-threatening Muslims until there's enough of them to take over. And then it's us that's on the short end of the stick, as happened in Spain when the Moors took over Spain and ruled it for over 300 years. And the people that they conquered in Spain were second-class citizens and had to pay a duty just to survive, and actually lived as slaves under the Moors until the takeover was started by the Christians. And Charles Martel in France ended the advance of the Moors, and then they started to push back into Spain. I'm a student of history, and I'm telling you, I can see the dominoes falling. And we're on the list as the eventual takeover. They'll take over Europe first. They'll do away with Israel, and then they'll come for us. They're already
But Dan, listen, I agree with you if you go back in history and what you've just said. That's true. But you think in modern-day America now that there's not enough people that would, with their own vested interest, to stop any of that kind of nonsense, that there wouldn't be some kind of an uprising to stop that? You think no?
You mean amongst the Muslims or amongst us?
Amongst us.
Well, eventually, yes, but we've got an enemy breeding right in our own in our own confines. Mm. You're one of those people that believes in moderate Muslims and that they are your friends. They're not your friends. They would just as soon see you dead as anybody else if it meant for them to have a caliphate where they had the control of the United States under one Muslim world. I'm telling you the straight of it, but it don't matter. I mean, I'm old. I'll soon be a dead man, but it's my family that's going to be survivors that I worry about their future, not mine. I mean, my future is over.
Oh, that's so sad to say that. You sound like my mother.
Well,
she says that all the time. She worries about us, yes.
Well, me and your mom are probably about the same age, and we probably think the same way. We want to see America to stay the strong guiding light for the world that we've always been. But we're not going to be that when we spin ourselves into bankruptcy.
Oh, I agree.
And Obama, everything, if you will check and follow his past program, everything he has done has been to spend our money to the point that this nation is bankrupt. We've got 47 million people on food stamps in this nation. We've got 55 million that's on Social Security, SSI, or some form of government handout. Actually, just Social Security and SSI. So I'm not telling you anything you don't know, Kate.
No, I agree. I mean, it's a bleak situation. There's no question. Absolutely. And it's scary. It is. It's scary. It's scary for future generations, especially. I always say that because what are we to do? What the answer is? It is. It's power to the people, and people have to fight to keep those freedoms and keep the country the way it is. Absolutely. Check the mail next.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Big story, Gaddafi finally got, and how many times did I jump on the air and say, I can't believe it, why hasn't he been captured yet or killed or whatever, because this has been going on since February, and finally, guess what, you know, Gaddafi turns up dead, wounded, then dead, in a drain with a bunch of his loyalists around him, and supposedly he was shot in the head and the legs and the chest and all of that. He absolutely is dead. There's no question about that. I don't think there's any conspiracy surrounding that part of it anyway. But what happens next is the big question. And ultimately, too, the reaction of the world to this, and who steps in, and what the roles are. You think of the oil, and you think of the proximity of that country to Israel. Yeah. So a lot of questions and a lot of people with a lot of opinions on the Hill and elsewhere, to be sure. In fact, I was going to let you hear this a little bit earlier, but I think we still have a comment from Senator Mitch McConnell. McConnell, like everybody else, was asked to comment after the news started to spread that they had gotten, you know, Gaddafi, that he definitely was dead, because there was a lot of back and forth as to what was going on when everything first started to happen, and was he wounded or captured and whatever. So here's Mitch McConnell's reaction to the situation in Libya with Gaddafi being gone.
Certainly clears the way for the transitional national council in Libya to begin to put together a representative government, and I'm confident that we, along with the Europeans, will try to help them in that process.
All right, so help them in that process. What does that mean? We don't have any money to dump into this. Where are we getting the money to dump into this? Yeah, I don't think so. All right, let's, without further ado, let's jump to the mailbag.
DeVille! DeVille is here!
Woo!
Yes, indeed. All right, a lot of you talked about the situation in Libya, but also politics. Remember, we had our big straw poll, and I announced that Kane won the poll, but just by a couple of votes over Ron Paul. So we've been tossing around a lot about what's going on with the Republicans. The last debate, over 5 million people watched it, 5.5 to be exact. And there was a lot of swinging, a lot of punching going on verbally in Nevada, in Las Vegas, because Nevada is going to be key. That'll probably be, I'm sure it'll be a swing state with the high, high, high unemployment. Trust me, the people there with the foreclosures and trying to hang on and jobs and everything else, if you ask them about Libya, some of them, they'd be like, you know, whatever, because they're worried about the little tiny piece of property they have that they cannot keep a hold of. And so many people are underwater there for what they paid, etc. They're just doing the walk-away thing. Anyway, here, this comes to us from our pal in Vermont, our lawyer friend, Dennis McMahon, who says, is Kane just a flash in the pan with thin crust, unable to provide the substance and taste of the thicker Sicilian models like Romney and Perry? Very clever. Certainly Romney is the most polished, and Perry, who struggled in those first couple of debates here and there, where he got, you know, he's asked a couple of different things and got nailed on the substance part of it. He has turned it around a little bit. He was much, much better on the last, you know, he was much, much better in the last debate without a doubt. So he's going to be in it. I talked to somebody that's helping with his campaign. He really wants to be in this for the long haul. He thinks he has a good shot at getting that nomination. I mean, right now, we can talk about the polls, we can talk about where the money is, we can talk about all kinds of things surrounding the Republicans, because we only have two parties. Obama's the guy for the Democrats, the incumbent. And somebody could come in at the last minute. There's still always the chance that somebody flies down the stretch and surprises you. I think it's unlikely, but it's not written in stone at this point. And now you've got Romney and Kane neck and neck in the polls, and then that's switching sometimes depending on what poll it is, but they're pretty close. And we're coming to the season where the primaries and all that other stuff really, really counts. All right, let's take another one. This is from Brian Adamick. Brian says, hello, America. Tonight I have to say I truly enjoy your show. At first I was resisting it. I don't know why. But now I listened a little bit longer and I get it. I'm on board. Absolutely. I'm not on board with the situation in Libya, however. Gaddafi had to be taken out at this point. But you ditch a dictator for what? Islamic extremism? What kind of poison will now pour out of Libya? Not that we weren't seeing that before, but it'll be 10 times worse. What a bungled mess. And we spent $1 billion. Yeah, that's the point that a couple of the guests made, and that's the reaction of a lot of people. Spent money on Libya, a situation where maybe we shouldn't have been there in the first place. I mean, that's the problem. It really does come down to this. It's like when you have goals. It's like when you do the pros and cons list and you're narrowing things down. And anybody who's running kind of a business, you know, I used to think people were crazy that they wasted so much time on business plans. But then when I was involved in running a business, I realized, oh, I see why we do this. It makes sense because you have to have an end game. If you want to be profitable, or at least break even if you're taking a risk and with sweat equity and whatever else, there has to be some kind of roadmap, some kind of end game. And in Libya, there really wasn't an end game. It doesn't mean that it's always going to come out the way you want it to, but there wasn't a clear end game, and that's a problem. So we lend some muscle, we lend some money, basically, and what do we end up with in the end? What do we end up with in the end? Good question. Scott Cohen says this. Kate, how are you? I have to say that Gaddafi was a bad dude, but I think it could be a much worse situation, believe it or not. Of course, I'm not one of the Libyan people, and I wasn't used as a human shield. Remember, he did some terrible things in the name of protecting his government, I guess. And he should no longer have been the dictator there. That was clear. Everything was crumbling anyway. But what ultimately is the next person in line? What and who are they and what do they stand for? That's scary when you think about it. At least in the United States, as much as we bicker about the Republicans and the Democrats, we still have democracy, don't we? He has a question mark. Don't we? Yeah, well, I think Dan in Texas, that was his point. He was concerned about that, thinking the doom and gloom scenarios that are painted out there, that especially the thing I'll agree with him on, especially on the financial side, because of the people who are struggling, because of the things that we're seeing, well, ultimately, if you drain all the resources, and we're this nation of takers, not makers, and I could go down the list, you know, the unemployment, the underemployment, the class warfare that is being pushed, propagated out there, well, what's the end game? What does that lead to? I mean, there's your question. What does that lead to? All right, this one comes to us from Dan McMahon. Dan McMahon, that's kind of a cool name. Dan McMahon. And I don't think he's any relation to our friend in Vermont. And Dan says this, Kate, did you hear the stuff with Janet Napolitano earlier in the day where she was touting how many illegals had been sent back? But it seemed like she was contradicting herself because she was stepping on the actual number, and because also she seemed to think that $30,000 plus was what we spent per alien who was deported. Yeah, there is some argument, and she was called to the carpet on that on the Hill, as to was that number exaggerated or was the right number, and the other number, was that exaggerated that 400,000 people, almost 400,000 people, had been sent back. But here's the number I want to see. How many come back? Because it's a cat and mouse game, and all of us know it. Get deported, try again, come back. What are those numbers?